Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Let's go. Let's get more textures this time for overrated, underrated, properly rated. What do you have? Normally a little lighter. You know, normally this, you know, we get to enough serious stuff. We'll get to serious stuff with Congressman Dean Phillips, who's going to join us, primarily on the pardon and maybe a little other political commentary for Mr. Phillips at the bottom of the hour. Susie, you always lead. You demand. People don't realize this. Susie's told us when we first started this 22 years ago, I will participate in this game, but every bleeping time, and she didn't say bleeping, by the way, every bleeping time, I'm going first.
It was in my rider. I have a rider. I need a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I need a Diet Coke. I need to go first.
Yeah. What would you want in your rider? If you and Gonsales and Lane and George Soros all sit down and negotiate a deal, and they say,
man,
you're such a valuable asset here.
I got three things, and then we got to do overrated and underrated. Yeah. I would want a driver.
A driver. So you really, you want a limo or what?
No, just a nice Cadillac or a, but not even, I could have a sedan, a nice, beautiful black with leather and heated seats.
Who's driving the car?
I don't care.
Don't care?
Mm-mm.
Talker or not talker?
Not talker.
Not talker. Okay.
I don't think so. I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah. Do you want to have one of those like windows that goes up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Like so they can't? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want a driver?
Yep.
Yep.
And I
How about a sketch artist? Would you like that to kind of work with you at all?
No, I don't want,
don't want a sketch artist. Okay. I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. And then I would like a Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
And I would like, I think that's it. And a raise. I would like a $100,000 raise.
Right.
That's it.
How about any more vacation days?
Oh, yeah. 6 weeks more vacation. I'll work.
You're over a year then. I mean, you're not even here.
Okay, fine. That's what I want. No, I'm kidding. Okay, overrated, underrated, properly.
Let's go.
No, I have to tell you. So I'm setting this up for our listeners.
Yeah.
You have to know that I struggle with this. I get nervous. I don't exactly know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I was nervous and I would like stutter and sweat. And basically, I just say whatever's on my mind, and you tell me whether it's overrated or underrated.
Yeah.
So I'm shopping this weekend.
You're shopping. Okay. You were shopping last week. You were
Consignment shop. Yes.
Okay. I was going to say assignment shop.
Thrifting.
I was thrifting. So yeah. I'm at Patina.
Yeah.
And I look down on the shelf.
We have a lot of Patinas.
And I see a gift for Chad.
Overrated, underrated.
There we go. It is a little box. And I brought it in because I thought, if I'm ever struggling...
Oh, so you're still... Wait a sec.
It's going to be my go-to. If I don't know what to say.
That's very good.
Okay, you ready?
So the box, the game says overrated, underrated. The only reason why we won't sue them is it doesn't say overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Correct. Right. Otherwise, we had a patent on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because nobody's ever mentioned any of those words before. Never.
I don't even know what the object is. You just say it. So yeah. I just pulled one.
Okay. Thank you.
The Beatles.
Mm. Overrated. Dave Harrigan suggests overrated. I say.
I don't suggest. Yeah. I outright say.
Dave is a complete fraud in this area. They're properly rated. They're the most influential band in the history.
Properly rated is not an option, Chad. It's either over or under.
Our game
allows that.
Our game.
David, not playing that
no.
game.
Nope.
You're playing
yes,
this game
are.
For the nope. box.
We
yes.
are in charge. It's on my rider. I can make any decision at okay. any time to
end. You people are cowards.
Well, no.
Just ride the fence. Oh, but everything's properly rated.
We're playing our game. We're not playing their game.
She pulled a card from the box. That becomes their game.
You're a Beatles hater.
You are.
Right.
What did Ringo ever do to you?
Ringo was,
made his own music.
Ringo was superfluous. Let's be honest. Yeah. Come on. He's just the cute
okay, so
guy.
I said the Beatles. Yeah. Do you want me to do one more?
Sure.
Oh, here's my favorite. This is why I'm going to get a new car.
Sketchwork?
Nope. Heated car seats. Love heated car seats.
Underrated.
So I should say that right now. If anyone's listening and they're selling a car with low miles, with car seats, car heaters.
It's radio.
Yeah. We're just going
to. If you would like to randomly drop off a car, we're going to go maybe 2 years old. It works, has four doors, but also has at least in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Seating.
Yeah.
You really don't care about the passenger.
No, I don't care a bit.
Would you trade the game for the car?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Heck yeah, I would.
So that's
anyway,
excellent.
That's my thing I got for you, and we'll keep it here in case we are in a pinch.
Very good. I think Susie's contribution today was properly rated. How about you? Or do you think she was mailing it?
I think she's been underrated so far.
Listen, what I want to say is I want this show to be the best it can be. And I know me just being here makes it better.
Yes, it does. Of course it does. Everybody who's on the show, I'm trying to decide who takes more credit for this show. Well, Shaletta's one.
Oh, okay.
Shaletta is one. You're two. I think DeRush's way up there also.
Right.
A lot of people take a lot of credit for a show that really doesn't deserve that much credit. That's the problem. All right, Dave, would you like to chime in with maybe one and then we'll pause? Or are you done, Susan?
No, I think I was. The only thing I was going to say is snowy football games are underrated. They're so much fun
okay,
to watch.
So I didn't watch a ton of it, but I did see enough. Because there's a debate, Susie, do you want to see the purest, truest test? And that probably doesn't happen in the snow. But
that's
as far
true.
As us sitting on the couch and watching it.
Entertainment-wise?
Entertaining.
Love it.
Would you want the Super Bowl decided that way, Susie?
I don't think so. No, that's a good question. I would want that more authentic. As authentic as it can be. My problem these days, Chad, and don't let me get started, is...
Get started.
The officiating. I really believe that some of the calls are so unnecessary and they're so bizarre. Like in the secondary, how do you even guard a guy? How do you even get in front of, without getting a pass interference call?
You can't
even guard the guy. You can't even breathe on him and you get a...
I think it's a very good point, and I am not an official basher, but Dave, the inconsistency with pass interference is absurd. I mean, if you're, I don't have the ticket this year, but if you're just clicking around and you can watch the exact same play, one guy calls it, one guy doesn't call it.
Yeah, well, it's tremendously subjective. And that's, it's annoying, but it's also part of the game.
It's unfortunate. Are they not influencing the outcome of a game? Are they not ultimately going to decide who goes to the Super Bowl?
Mm. No, they're not. Now you're my father. Okay, now you're out to
get us. I love your dad.
Yeah. Brad Lane suggests, by the way, better than the heated seats, the heated steering wheel.
Love the heated steering
wheel. Big steering wheel. Let's let our listeners know.
That's
a management type who's making probably $2.5 million. He can do that. Rabble over here. We're just hoping the car starts. All right, what do you have? What do you want to offer up? Overrated, underrated, properly rated, 651-461-9226 on CCO.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a number of folks talking about overrated. The attempt to plant your flag on the opponent's logo. Let's just get into that a little
bit. I've got that one, so go.
Okay, good. No, you go.
Well, I was going to say getting into a fight over Michigan, planting their flag. It's dumb to plant the flag. But you know what? They've beaten you, what, 5 years in a row?
Four.
And it's a stupid flag. Get over it, the Ohio State, you bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
Clowns. Play better.
Clowns. Fighting words.
Well, how about the fact that the police had to come in with pepper spray?
That's a joke, too.
Ridiculous.
And I'm sure they're very judicious when they're spraying at Wolverines players.
The cops can come in, try to separate, but that did not require pepper spray. That did not.
Mm.
I don't believe. Do you?
No, I think they were very happy to use pepper spray probably towards Michigan.
Yeah, what a coincidence. It's idiocy. It reminds me of... I should text Adam. I'm trying to remember which daughter. They were given tours at the X, including the locker room. And the Wild locker room at the time had the logo right in the middle. Might have been Siggy. And she wandered. And I'm trying to remember if she did step on the logo or came close to stepping on the logo. And it was as if the franchise was going to end. I mean,
superstitious, man.
It's
crazy.
A stupid logo.
Oh,
lighten up. By the way, if you get your butt kicked, plant away and, you know, look at it and say, let's beat them next year. And then we'll plant the logo ourselves or don't plant the, I mean, like the flag. You're not fighting Hamas at this point. I hate to break the news to you. You aren't in Aleppo. You're not the Syrian insurgents.
How many fights were there? I know you guys are talking about...
Well, Michigan, Ohio State, then you have North Carolina, and who'd they have?
I don't know. There was another one.
Let's not forget the jackassing behavior from the Nebraska head coach, Matt Rhule, who Iowa-Nebraska, that's become their final game, you know, just like the Gophers-Badgers final game. And so they meet for the coin flip. And the Iowa players walk over, handshake. Mm-hmm. Nebraska players won't shake their hand.
Oh, man.
What a statement. I blame the mayor of Pequot Lakes, Rob Berklin, for that.
Why?
That's you, Berklin. That's your club, the mayor of Pequot. There's another fake mayor. The real mayor of Pequot is my boy, Robbie Berklin. Matt Rhule, I know. Here's what we'll do for psychological advantages. Susie, let's not shake their hands. It's going to throw them off the whole game. By the way, they lost.
By the way. I like it when players after the game from opposing teams come up and talk to each other and say.
That's totally fun.
You know, it's like it's like when our kids were in Little League and they'd lose terribly and you think, oh, they're so sad. And they'd be like, are we going to Dairy Queen?
It's all that matters.
Couple texts here that we need to get to.
Okay.
Also for you, Chad, ASU underrated. Yeah, my club just destroyed those fools from Tucson.
Thanks
yeah.
to Herm for
There's
setting them
Herm.
Up.
Thank God you're out of there, Herm. We're on a collision course with the national championship. And then here's a good one. You know what would be cool if Courtside had Hicks' mom on today?
What?
Wow. Well, remember we had Hicks' dad on, which is that's when I knew Jason was a part of the WCCO radio family, because that's such a WCCO radio thing to do. Hey, somebody's in the news. Let's interview their parents. Well, if you missed it, Susie, Hicks' mom years ago when things were a little tumultuous with her son's life, or he was having an affair with a producer at Fox while he was married to a woman who he had three kids with, and she wrote him this pretty vicious email. And the New York Times went with it. Now, she later said she shouldn't have sent it and was apologetic about it. Now, there is a very damning story in the New York Magazine today about Hegseth, which is legitimate journalism. I get a little worried about a letter, an email from family member to family member, and publishing that. What did you think about that? I'm not saying Hegseth's the greatest Secretary of Defense candidate ever, but are we really going to open up every email, every letter, every comment every family member has made to every family member?
I think the wheels are off the wagon. I think that you're pardoning everyone. People are sending emails. There's no sense of decency or decorum at all.
Okay, so what do you think about the story? Do you think they should have published that story?
I would say no, my journalist sort of reporter side. But I do think we're living in a new world.
Yeah, we are. And he's facing accusations of his treatment towards women. Dave, I was like, really? Let's get some actual reporting on other events as opposed to his mom. And he and apparently his mom regretted sending the email.
We can do better.
I wasn't crazy about that.
We can do better.
Yep.
I do have one more college football note from watching some Big 12 action Saturday night.
My conference.
Yeah, exactly. The conference your school runs, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Sheriff.
I didn't realize.
Iowa State, dead to us.
I didn't realize how good we have it here with Goldie Gopher being in our midst. A tremendous mascot.
Okay. What, because he spins his head around?
He does a very nice. He spins the tail, too.
And he does nice sit-ups.
Watching, seeing both Cosmo sit-ups. The Cougar, the mascot of BYU, who looks like a 12-year-old who's new to a sewing machine put him together.
And that's not his fault.
Yeah. Willie the Wildcat of Kansas State. You know, Cosmo's, he looks bad. Willie, they didn't even try.
Didn't even try.
They have an ugly head, and the rest is a completely human body. You can see the dude's neck. He's got human arms, human legs, just a head. Do better, Kansas State. You deserved to lose on Saturday night for that.
Wow.
All right, I got a few here.
Okay.
35 years ago yesterday, one of the worst movies ever debuted, Vacation with Chevy Chase. You know what? The wheels would be back on the wagon if that movie never would have appeared. It's one of the most overrated movies ever. Chevy Chase is a loathsome person. He's not funny. It's not funny. You're falling for societal pressure. Never watch that movie again, and you will feel better. Christmas Vacation.
Holy cow.
Christmas Vacation or the regular Vacation?
I think it was Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Christmas.
Oh, Christmas Vacation. That's tremendous.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Chevy's perfect for the role, too.
How did you happen to come across? Oh, it's the anniversary, right? You didn't watch
it. Yeah, he's perfect for the role because you're right, because it's a terrible movie that's not funny. You nailed it. Okay. The Syracuse, was it the Syracuse mascot, ends up hitting.
No, it was the Miami mascot.
Oh, that's right.
And the Syracuse sideline reporter.
The Miami mascot is hitting on the Syracuse sideline reporter, which was tremendous. Now, I forget the mascot, but Brian Oak, who had a great run, two runs at Cities 97. I forget, he was having some event at Buck Hill. And this is when I was dating Jen. And so Jen stayed in South Q, but her older boys, Christian Hawken, and myself and my older boys were tubing. And we come back, and I forget, it's like a car mascot or something. It's talking to Jen, and I'm just kind of watching this.
Michelin Man?
And I walk over like 2 minutes, I'm like, and I'm laughing. And she's like, don't even start. I go, what was that? He asked me out on a date. I forget. And like in the mascot costume, you know what I mean?
That is some, you know what.
I went, hey, I didn't know you were into costumes.
Yeah, you know, we can always
so
try.
So you know what? You know what I say to mascots? Bravo! Why can't a mascot hit on someone?
Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Give
mascots
it your best.
Need love too.
That's
Why
right.
not?
And you can be dog ugly in there. And
yeah. Do you show up in the mascot costume?
I think you got to stay.
If you ask out in the mascot costume.
Yes.
Right. Now, if you take the head off, then maybe, you know, then you show up still the body.
I think once you take the head off, you've given it up.
So my kid, I have two mentions of older boy. What did I say? What have I said over and over again forever about turkey?
Bottom feeder.
You don't like it.
Overrated. Now, I don't love it. But my kid, who's a 10 as a chef, made a great turkey.
Really?
On Thursday. Again, was it the top of all the things he made for me? No. But it was succulent. It had a crust about it. It was delicious.
What did he do to it?
Not
just regular roaster, smoke it? Nothing?
It's a secret. Secret recipe.
What do you think? I mean, we don't give away these secrets.
Well, I just wanted to know the way he prepared it. It wasn't like deep fried turkey or something like that.
How about this? None of your business.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I feel like that was not very charitable of you to say.
No,
that.
This wasn't, you know.
It's a holiday season.
Wasn't RFK Jr. You know, with his shirt off. Do you see his exercise again? Okay, he looks great. But stop working out with your jeans on too, RFK Jr. I mean, come on. Put some shorts on or something. Then, here's where I'm a hypocrite, because I've also said for decades, once you turn 25, no asking for help moving.
Oh.
So he and Michaela are moving to a place. I helped him move on Saturday.
Oh, that was nice of you. How do you not?
Am I a fraud or am I a good dad?
No, you're a good dad.
You're basically Joe Biden.
I'm Joe Biden. I lied, and I pardoned him.
Your chance to say, you know what, son, this is you're not too old for old daddy to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
By
one
golly.
Life lesson.
Yeah. That's funny. And good then, for you, I say.
Thank you.
As a mom.
And then the last thing, we don't need our 5,000th Gordon Ramsay yelling at incompetent chef shows, do we? I mean, did they ever? And I like watching cooking shows.
Do you?
I really
okay.
do. I do. I don't need another one where Gordon Ramsay is losing his bleep and yelling it. Don't we have that down by now?
Yeah.
Haven't we watched it enough that we've got another one coming out on Fox?
I don't like yelling. But I do like when they're in a race.
Excuse me? Did you hear what she said there? She. Susie Jones. Of
I
all people,
like to yell.
Like others yelling.
Yeah. Others yelling. At me. I don't like to be yelled at. I cry.
Gordon, try a new bit.
Shut
you
up.
Know what Gordon says? I'm worth like $500 million.
America loves angry Brits, man.
Yes, we do. Dean Phillips isn't angry. And he's not a Brit, but he's next on CCO. Yes, our theme today, our bumper music theme, any song with the word pardon in it. Yes, the biggest story of the last 24 hours when President Joe Biden announced that he is giving an unconditional pardon to his son, Hunter Biden, goes back 10 years. The president, multiple times, people close to him multiple times, press secretary said the pardon would not happen. But Joe Biden just flat out didn't tell us the truth, and he announced the pardon last night. A lot of people are reacting, including our next guest, 3rd District Congressman Dean Phillips, who, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Dean. Always a pleasure. When you first found out last night, what was your reaction? And has your opinion changed in any way today?
Well, Chad, I have to say that I think anybody who's listening, who's a parent, particularly families who've struggled with a loved one who has addiction issues, how painful and challenging that is, of course, for, in this case, a son and a family. What almost none of us can relate to is the ability to make that son or daughter above the law. And President Biden is one of few people in American history who could, and he chose to pardon his son. And I think we can all relate to the humanity in that. Sadly, the consequences, the political consequences, the effects on trust in government are deeply consequential. And I was disappointed when I heard the news. I slept on it. And I woke up this morning convinced that it was the wrong decision. It was a selfish decision, and one that I'm afraid will have consequences both for Joe Biden's legacy, the Democratic Party itself, and for Americans' faith in government. And I want to just issue one caveat, which is the pardons that were issued by former President and President-elect Donald Trump are, in my mind, even more egregious, which brings me to the conclusion that our pardoning powers for the American presidents have got to be addressed and reformed, because we are, I think, about to fall into some very dangerous territory, Chad, and I'm deeply concerned.
Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Steve Bannon, Charles Kushner, among those who the former president and future president pardon. So let me put you in the exact same position. I mean, you ran to be the next president. You are Joe Biden. You have lost a child early in life. You have lost a child due to his time in combat. You have now witnessed your son battle addiction. You are a politician. You've said that no one is above the law. You've talked about your separation as president from the Department of Justice, but you are a father, and you are. Do you think, with your concerns about what could happen to your daughters in this case, do you think you could have said no to a potential pardon? Because, you know, Dave, producer of the show, said he thinks about 98% of the parents out there would have done the same thing that Joe Biden did and just accepted the scorn which comes with it.
Well, you know, Chad, you asked the questions that are the difficult ones, and this is one that I'm sure many of us are thinking about right now. And I think, frankly, Dave is right. I think most people ultimately would come to the conclusion that Joe Biden did. But before I answer the question directly, and I will, I want to reflect on the fact that there's no question in my mind that Hunter Biden was prosecuted because of his being a public figure. I don't think it would have even have been on the radar screen, and he certainly wouldn't have been charged if he were just an average American, the same way that Donald Trump, I think, was inappropriately pursued because of his public stature in New York, not absolving him of his crimes either. But I do believe some were only prosecuted because of who he was. Therein lies our biggest problem, politicization of our judicial system. I wish American presidents would not even have the ability to pardon a family member, for reasons I think anybody listening can understand. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that if I were in the same position, my son was a recovering addict, he didn't kill anybody, that I think many people would come to the same conclusion. Joe Biden's career is done. He's got a grievance, of course, about how his career did come to a conclusion. He loves his son. He lost most of his family in a car accident, I think, in 1972, and probably felt he had nothing to lose. So I'm afraid to confess that I think I would probably be among those that probably would have done the same thing. It does not make it right. It does not make it helpful to this country in this specific time. But in a vacuum, I do believe I would be among those that would probably do the same thing. And I'll confess, I'm doing a lot of soul searching as it relates to integrity and character. And that's why I'm coming to the conclusion that it's the specific powers that are the problem. We have now passed that threshold where every president will use them and blame his or her predecessor for the reason they're doing so in a very egregious manner. And this has been true during my lifetime and yours. And I think it is a fatal mistake for democracy if we allow it to continue.
Why should any president have any ability to pardon anyone. Not just the family. Isn't it time just to eliminate this? Now, Donald Trump is president-elect, so he's not going to go for it, right? He's going to say, no, wait a second. Mm-hmm. I don't get this opportunity. What if during the Trump presidency, it is proposed, I don't know the process, how far we would have to go. Do we have to go back to states? What we need to do, if it can be done just in Congress. But let's eliminate the pardon moving forward.
You know, I understand. I think, you know, those who study history can understand why our founders included that. But every smart decision has unintended consequences, and I think we have now discovered what those are. I happen to believe that between governors, who also have quite a bit of authority, and presidents, we should probably forego pardons. Because if you look at how they've been used, Chad, and I would really encourage listeners to take a look at presidential pardons over the last number of decades, some of them are just downright egregious, disgusting, inappropriate, and frankly, I think horrifying. And clearly,
Charles Kushner is at the top of the list for me.
It's
disgusting what he did.
It's repulsive. And, and by the way, we still have, I think, hundreds of people, maybe even thousands, I don't know the number, federally charged with cannabis offenses, sitting in prison still.
Yep.
You know, why should they be rotting away in prison for a crime that is not even no longer a crime, but a lot of people are becoming, millionaires at? I mean, these are the real challenges I think that I face as I contemplate why we even have them. So the answer to your question is no. I think we should do away with those. I think they're being abused, misused, and a significant factor in Americans' appropriate erosion of faith in their government.
This is Dean Phillips. He is the outgoing 3rd District Congressman for the state of Minnesota. We're talking to Dean about yesterday's major decision by Joe Biden to go against his word and to look hypocritical when he pardoned his son, but also talk about the empathy and how many of us might have reacted if we were in the same position. Now, part of what I'm hearing from some folks the last 24 hours is after Joe Biden did this, Donald Trump will be emboldened further to do whatever he wants. I'm scoffing at that, Dean, because I think Donald Trump was emboldened already and saw no limitations. And I think his nominations show that. Where I think it could have some effect and where I'm curious about your response is some of the center-right senators who have expressed some skepticism at some of the names who have been nominated might have said, now, wait a second. If Joe Biden is telling me this is how little the principles and his words stand up, why should I be in any way soloing down a president of my own party?
Totally. I think that's therein lies my greatest concern, Chad, is that once we get to a place where because Donald Trump did this, therefore, I will do it too. Or, the normalization of really poor decision making and affronts to decency in politics. We're seeing this vicious erosion of these standards, and I think they have great consequences. And I feel now, unfortunately, my Democratic Party and this president have somehow become entwined in that. And now we're reconciling and rationalizing some other decisions based on what others were doing. And that is not a hallmark of good character. And therein lies really the challenge we're going to be facing moving forward is the lowering and lowering and lowering of standards of decency, integrity, and political behavior. And we will get to a point where all gloves are off. And this was a significant erosion of a very important leg of the stool. I would have thought that Joe Biden would have held his word. He was very clear in his own words that he would not pardon his son. A difficult sentence to issue, but one that represented good character. And I'm afraid that, again, he did what a lot of parents would do in light of the circumstance. But nonetheless, the consequence to this country, this party, and to the reputation of our government is tragic. And that's why I think the answer is not to condemn one or the other, but to actually address the underlying issue. And that's, again, what I'm intending to do is shine light on these, what I call legalized corruption. And we enable it, we allow it, and it cannot continue.
I want to get to, let me stay with it right there. You're leaving office in about 6 weeks or so. I would assume you're going to take a bit of a break, but then how visible do you plan on being to shining the light on the positive of politics and the part of politics which you believe needs to change to make the process more agreeable, to function better, and for our society to believe in it more?
Well, Chad, I'm every politician's darn good at pointing out what's wrong. We have a dearth of those willing to spend time to consider solutions. And I promise to be among the latter because condemnation gets you nothing. Solutions do. And I think I will be dedicating my time to identifying ways that we can improve. And I got to tell you, it starts with people listening right now. If you didn't vote in the primary election, in this recent one in November, please do so next time. If you want to change this nonsense, if you want to eliminate corruption, raise our standards, attract better candidates, please vote in primaries, because we have handed the keys of our electoral system to the far left and the far right, the 5% perhaps on both sides, that essentially control who we ultimately vote for in general elections. So that's my call to action for American voters, including Minnesotans. But my job is to point out a lot of the unknown elements of corruption, how the system works when it works well, how it doesn't work when it doesn't work well. And I'm going to be, I won't be shy, Chad, about pointing out these truths and proposing solutions and working with center-right and center-left Americans, the exhausted majority, in either reforming the existing system or potentially creating competition for it, because it's intolerable. And I know there's an appetite for change, and the messengers of change right now have been deeply disappointing. I think most Americans would agree.
I'll finish with this. Let's talk about the president-elect and his nominations. And some have been well-received. Some have been highly criticized by those who oppose the president-elect. Tell me who has impressed you so far, and tell me who concerns you the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with some of the most, I think, appalling, which, Matt Gaetz is someone who is so universally disdained by members of Congress, by so many around this country. That is unfortunately a sad indication of the type of the caliber, if you will, of people that President-elect Trump considers to be high performers. I think Kash Patel leading the FBI is in some ways like allowing an arsonist to lead the fire department. I think it's nonsensical. Now, don't conflate the truth about the need to reform these agencies, Chad, by the way. They do need reformation. We do need to root out corruption. We do need to ensure that public servants are aligned with the public interest, but not the type of people that are being assigned for these jobs. They are going to destroy the very foundations of democracy that we need if we stand a chance to reform it and grow from it and improve it. So, those are two examples that I think are deeply, deeply consequential. Of course, Gaetz is no longer in the running, but Patel is. Pete Hegseth, from a traditional perspective, not at all qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. And now the reports of his treatment of women, his use of alcohol during the day. These are disqualifiers. Forget your politics. There are plenty of outstanding conservatives from which Donald Trump can choose to lead these institutions of great consequence. And if he's looking for reformers, there are plenty of those too. So I place these men in the basket of what is he thinking? Now, there are others who I think are at least reasonable. Even Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, a lot of experience in foreign affairs, experience in Congress. I think at least institutionally speaking, understands the job of Secretary of State and will go through the process. And I suspect he will be approved. Some of the others, some names that are well known, some not. We're going to see. My hope and expectation, Chad, is that the Senate does its job and does it in an apolitical fashion, holds these people accountable, asks the right questions, and then approves the ones that are worthy of representing our great country and not approve the ones that do not qualify. I have faith in them. I hope they stand up to the occasion. But I'm afraid that Joe Biden's decision to pardon Hunter Biden will actually play a role in how those senators proceed with Donald Trump's nominees. And that's just the sad truth of the affair.
Need to jump in? Thanks as always. We'll reach out again soon.
Anytime, Chad. Thank you.
Dean Phillips here on WCCO. Tomorrow, we believe we'll have the regulars. Adam Carter, I heard him today. He had a 6:40 a.m. doctor's appointment.
I heard that, yeah. Well, he was supposed to have a 6:40
a.m. And then the guy doesn't show?
Dr. Dan.
First of all, again, Adam's what, 70, 80? I forget how old he is.
92.
Okay, he's 92. Nobody 92 is calling their doctor Dr. Dan.
Somebody is.
Okay. Get out of here with that. Overrated. You're an adult. And you go to the dentist, the doctor, I don't care, chiropractor, acupuncturist, you name it. When you're an adult, they're Dr. Harrigan, Dr. Hartman. It's not hey, Dr. Chad is here to see you.
If you were seeing, say, like a Dr. James, James being the last name,
yeah.
Do you have to then explain? Yeah, I saw my doc, Dr. James. That's his last name, by the way.
Yeah, I probably, knowing me, I probably would. Knowing me. First of all, who signs up for a 6:40 a.m. doctor's appointment? Who is this guy?
Yeah. You've got all afternoon.
He comes in here a couple belts half the time. He can't roll in there. And he stayed at home and did the show. Quitter. He won't be allowed to quit with us tomorrow with Ask Adam anything. We'll hold him to standard.
Put the screws to him is what we're
yes.
going to do.
And then Yuka's, unless she's in Australia again, she goes to Australia every other weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good to be Jamie Yuka's. You know who's next? CBS, Susie Jones, and then Chip Scoggins back to the purple, Gopher football, and other items.